Blog Talk Radio.
God, you know, I honor him who is the Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I praise and bless his holy name. You know, this is Monday leading up to Thanksgiving, and I am excited. I have a reason to be thankful to the Lord. Amen. A lot of people spend their Thanksgiving, amen, thanking people. Amen. And that's a good thing for us to respect and honor, amen, our surroundings as far as, you know, what's going on that the people have done in our lives, amen. And it's good to honor people and thank them. But there is not but one God, one faith, amen, and one baptism, amen. And I always say that, amen, that's a part of my itinerary, amen, when I speak, amen, that's just embedded in me. I love the Lord my God. I honor him today. You know, how many of you saints, amen, know that you can tolerate the Lord, amen. You can tolerate God when you can't tolerate, amen, no one else, amen. Sometimes you just want to be by yourself, and sometimes you don't want to deal with anything. You don't want to tolerate, amen, your mom, amen, when she gives you unnecessary problems, or your wife when she gives you unnecessary problems, or your father when he comes in and give you all kind of problems, or your sister, your brother, your children, your job, amen, the school officials, your friends, amen, that are with you, amen, periodically. You can tolerate, amen, them, but you can tolerate God more than anything, amen, and anybody in this world, because you know that he's geared to save. He's geared to love. Amen. I love him more than anything in the world, saints. I love him, and I give him glory. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Barbara Burris, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you know, this is Monday, Bible study day, and in the beginning creation, amen, where we speak the truth, amen, where the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, speaks, amen, concerning creation, amen. And he always, amen, has established witness, amen, in the earth realm for people to know that there ain't but one God, amen. We got it all mixed up. Buddha can't save, amen. Muhammad, amen, sure can't deliver. Nor do they have resurrection power, because if they did, they would be out of the grave right now. Because I'm telling you where they are, amen, it makes you want to tolerate God, amen, and his grace and mercy. Because the devil is one of the most diabolical, evil, scheming, nasty, low-down, dirty, stinking, scummy bag that you have ever, amen, had to encounter in your life. That's why I don't mind, amen, going through when God comes in and chastises me, amen, for errors that I've made. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can understand that. Amen. He said, he chastises whom he loves. But when you go out there and you fool with the devil, amen, the devil will whoop you. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus Christ. The devil will tear up your families and destroy generations. That's how evil he is. I was listening to a broadcast a few days back, and I love God so much. And they had this young boy, 16 years of age, and he had an issue. He had been fumbling around with his little sister. I don't know if he did the whole act or anything, because I don't know the entire story of it. But he went and he talked to his mother about it, and crying out for help, they say. And so the mother called the father. And apparently they must have not been living in the same household. And so the father came over, got the son, stripped him naked, took him outside of the house, and blew his head off. Now you tell me, that wasn't of the devil. The devil was causing the little boy to sin, and the little boy was crying out for help. and the Father must have not known God, because we have this mentality that if I brought you into the world, I can take you out. You belong to me. But that's a lie from the pits of hell. God said it. He said it in his word. He said all souls are his. And he also let us know in that same word, but the soul that's in it, it shall die. Now, this child had a problem, and that was a demon causing this child to molest this baby or whatever he was doing to this baby. But the father had the greater problem. He didn't know the Lord in the pardoning of his sins, amen, and forgiving him and allowing him a chance to be healed, amen, and that demon cast out of him. All over the world, Satan is doing these wicked things to us and causing us to do these things to people because he works through people. Then he imprisoned the black, the white, and all because of sin. Not only demons and curses that's been passed on from generation to generation. Not only incest in the family, but homosexuality, masturbation, all kinds of unrighteous and unclean acts, amen. All these people doing because there is a devil. That's why I say I don't mind what God do to me, amen, because I can put up with him. But to put up with somebody, amen, that's subject to listen to Satan and take my life because they think I'm not, amen, qualified to preach or qualified to do anything or reject me or do anything to me, I'd rather not tolerate, amen, those issues, amen, with people. Because the Bible said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And this is the reason why Jesus came to take the sins away from us. If the mother had known that her son was going to die, she still, amen, she probably wouldn't have never called that father over. My God, my God, my God. You know, we always start off, amen, thank you, Jesus, with a scripture. Amen, and I give God the glory, amen, and all the honor today because he's worthy to be praised. I'm excited about Bible study, amen, and saints, we need to, amen, turn around and keep our focus on God, amen, thank you, Jesus, and what he's doing, amen, in these last and evil days. So let's go to our meditation word today, amen, thank you, Jesus, our thought, amen, thank you, Jesus, coming out of the book of Isaiah. Amen, one of my favorite, amen, prophets, amen, thank you, Jesus, I just love the word, amen, it don't matter who it is, amen, that's speaking it, as long as they speak the truth, amen. It said, thus said the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and that keepeth, amen, thank you, Jesus, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil, amen. That's the thought for today. We need to meditate it. We need to let it resonate in our inward man. Begin to build up the inward man, amen, the spirit man, saints. Because that's what's going to, amen, be important, amen, when this devil, amen, really begin to do wickedness in the earth realm. Because, amen, we just seen the icing, amen, just seen the top surface, amen. But this devil is going to get ready to go down into, amen, the inner parts, amen, deep down into people's lives and begin to ravish them. He's already, amen, doing wickedness, but he's getting ready to spread wickedness even worse, amen, in the earth realm. So meditate upon the word of God. And then, you know, we always, amen, take the Lord's Supper, amen, and that's coming out of the book of Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, amen. So if you have your Lord's Supper, amen, before you, you may take it with me. And I always start with verse 24. And when he had taken, he had given thanks, he broke it, amen, thank you, Jesus, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible said in the 25th verse, after the same manner, also he took the cup. My God, in the New Testament, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may drink it now. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to listen to this, amen, and then I'm going to pray, amen. I'm led by the Spirit, so, amen, that was a leading of the Spirit in the order, amen, of the service today. But I want you to listen to this, amen, and then I'll pray, and we'll go into Bible study.
Oh, power and the name, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, come on. Just join you. Oh, yeah. Got the truth in you. We're gonna bow down.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hey. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. It's just something about the Lord. I praise him and I bless his holy name today. Oh, he's so worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody's going to know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Amen. Every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord God, for the beginning, amen, of a week. A day, amen, that we didn't know about, amen, if we was going to make it or not. But God, you made preparations for that day. Oh, my God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm asking you to move by your spirit, Lord God, and touch us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind Lucifer up. In the name of Jesus and all his tricks and traps today. In the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you would move by your spirit for those that are sick, incarcerated, those that are going through, God. Amen. You know all about it. Amen. And you able to send forth reinforcements. Amen. And you able to get the job done. Amen. For your people. God, I pray that, amen, you would just continue to move. Encourage somebody's heart today where it's been broken, Jesus. Encourage somebody and let them know that, God, you still sit on the throne. Father, we just thank you today. Somebody's going through financial crisis. They lost a loved one, God. Oh, God, Lord God, amen. Lord God, restore back what the cankerworm and the permaworm have eaten up. And God, Lord God, heal them, amen, and let them know that we sleep in you, Jesus. A lot of people think we die, amen, but the Bible said we sleep. Oh, my God, oh, my God. I just see Lucifer fleeing, saints, amen. I look at him. I'm seeing that he's running, amen, from some of y'all that's been going through some things. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And God said the answer, amen, amen, it's on the way, prophetess. The answer's on the way, pastor. You've been waiting, amen, for an answer to go to the next level. And God said the answer's on the way. My God. Some mother, amen, son and daughters are out there, amen, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But God said, amen, as he covenanted with you, amen, I'm telling you what the Lord is saying. He's also keeping his word concerning your children. Amen. They coming out. They coming out. They coming out. And more than a conqueror. Oh, I bless God today. Amen. I'm happy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessing him and praising him for his mighty works. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because when the devil thought he had you, God said, no, I picked you up and I carried you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, there ain't but one God. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. He's my Lord and my Savior. And Father, I ask you to seal your people with your precious Holy Spirit. And God, amen, add a blessing to the Bible study today because I'm so excited. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. You know, saints, amen. I give God the glory, amen. You're looking at a God, amen, that can do everything but fail. You're looking at a God, amen, that gives you hope in the midst of a dead situation. You're looking at a God, amen, that can turn things around in 24 hours, amen, in one day's time, amen, be it court case, amen, be it imprisonment, whatever it is, amen, thank you, Jesus. He is our sustainer. I just praise God, amen, today, amen, because, you know, amen, in the beginning, Genesis 1, I had told you, amen, the reason why God had literally told me to write this here, amen. And it's important. I had just gotten off a 40-day fast, amen, and this fast was without any food, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I do all kinds of fasts, puff fast, like Daniel did, amen, fast without any foods, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I have fasted without any water, amen, on certain occasions. I have fasted, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 7 days, 10 days, 40 days. Amen. 21 days, 15 days. Amen. As the Lord lead me, amen. And this last fast I just got off of, and I don't say it to brag, but I'm saying it, amen, because there's a need in the body. And sometimes it takes you to make yourself subject to the Lord in order. Thank you, Jesus, to hear from the Lord. With 103 days, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm scot-free. Amen. I did what the Lord told me. I don't want Satan. And I'll do anything to keep him out of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Offer my, amen, itinerary. Offer my agenda. Some people have Satan on their agenda every day and carry him around. Amen. He comes to you, amen, during your morning, amen, at your lunch break, amen, and then before you go home from work and when you get home, amen, and before you go to bed, he's there 24/7, but I'm keeping him off of my itinerary and my agenda, amen, because I got somebody that's on it, and his name is Jehovah Jireh, his name is Adonai Elohim, and he's an upkeeper, so he'll keep my agenda and my itinerary, amen, literally, amen, intact for the coming years, amen. I don't focus on 1 year, amen. I give him preeminence over my entire life, amen, and that's what we need to do. So we, amen, saints, we know that, amen, it wasn't no big bang thing that happened, amen, for creation, and it wasn't no, thank you, Jesus, evolution, amen, in reference to what, amen, a lot of people say. And then we know that the earth is constantly cooking by the iron ball that's in the inner core and the deepest layer of the inside of the earth. Amen. And this is, iron ball is about 1,500 miles in diameter and cannot melt. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, fixed it this way so that the earth, amen, could live. Amen. The earth is constantly cooking at all times. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And above the inner core is the outer core and the shell of liquid iron. This layer is cooler than the inner core, but still hot because it is heated by the inner core's iron ball. Amen. God does this process in order to keep the earth cooking but not cracking. It seals, amen, the outer core and protects the earth from overheating, saith the Lord. It too is composed of iron, amen, sulfur, and nickel. It is there to create the earth's magnetic field. This magnetic field is what helps keep the earth firm, staying together in one place, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then we also have our volcanoes. Amen. They help the earth. When the temperature gets too hot inside the earth, amen, the volcanoes, amen, expel or drive out some of the heat and the pressure. That's what it's there for. Thank you, Jesus. And then we need the tsunamis, amen, because, amen, they help maintain the earth's consistency, amen, and the volcanoes does the same thing, too. You know, we, amen, as humans, amen, we do a lot of mining, a lot of research, a lot of interfering with the earth itself, and it was literally not supposed to be interfered in that way. So the resources that we take out the earth, it causes a lot of things to interfere with what God has done to keep the earth intact. Amen. So God has to send the volcanoes and the tsunamis and all of that in order to help the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory. So I'm going to do a recap. Amen. As far as, amen, in the beginning, Genesis 1, and we are on verse number 7. Amen. And one of the things that, amen, I'll start off with is me. And praise God. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And then I'm down to verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Amen. And that's the measuring line. That's that division. That's that measuring line. Amen. That keeps, amen. Thank you, Jesus. The water on earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the water, amen, in the heavens that are in the clouds, amen, in their specific place. And then the measuring line, I told you, it's not only around, amen, each planet, amen, in order to keep them from colliding, but it's also around the entire world itself, amen. And there are three measuring lines that surround the entire world itself. I wish I had, what you call it worked that you can go in and look and see exactly what I'm saying, because I have illustrations, but I don't have the setup, amen, on blog called Talk in That Essence, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, we're looking at that. Now we go on to verse number 7. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in order to know the word, you must know it, amen, by God. Amen. God is the one that gives you the word of truth. God is the only one that literally can show you what he did at creation. And I give him glory this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the earth is a terrestrial body. Amen. Even though it's a part of the planets, all the other eight planets, amen, are celestial. But the earth itself is terrestrial. Thank you, Jesus. So we praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 41 through 12, who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand
and meted out the heavens with his sand, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and hills, and amen, and thank you, Jesus, and in balance, amen, Job 28:25, to make the weight of the wind, amen, thank you, Jesus, although we can feel the wind, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and the pressure that it gives, amen, but we can't see it, thank you, Jesus, and the weight of the water by measures, Job 28:4-6, where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? God, the creator of mankind, there's not but one God. Don't let Satan deceive you. Amen. There's one God. Amen. And he's the one that created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And declared them, amen, to be in existence today. And then he said, earth, declare, if thou hast understanding. Amen. It takes somebody to literally stay before the Lord and begin to comprehend and understand and perceive what God has literally done on the earth. That's why we need to stop pointing our fingers at God and trying to condemn him, amen, and talk about him, amen, and point and literally to try to put him down. Within a day's span of time, God is literally fighting for us because Satan, amen, is fighting against us. Now, look how he killed that little boy. Amen. And look how he keeps all kind of things that are happening in the world to cause harm to God's people. And then in the atmosphere, he's keeping, amen, stars and comets and all of these things from coming down on the earth realm and destroying it. Amen. So we are literally, amen, out of place when we speak against God. We are out of place when we don't serve him. Some of us need to turn around, amen. We live in a raggedy life, amen, and don't understand that there ain't but one God, and he's the only one can deliver you out of this mess. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then it said, where are the foundations that are fastened? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The foundations are fastened, amen, and supported, amen, by, amen, God, amen, thank you, Jesus, in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere that cannot be seen with the natural eye. And thank you, Jesus. And who laid the cornerstone thereof? Amen. It was God that did it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. And then, amen, verse 7. Let's go to verse 7. And God made the firmaments and divided the waters which were under the firmaments from the waters which were above the firmaments, and it was so. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And the interpretation for this is God created the heavens or expanses or wide space and separated the waters on the earth from the waters in the heavens and above the heavens at his command. Amen. And when you mean separate, he divided them. He let some of the water stay in heaven and some of the water stay on earth when he created it. Thank you, Jesus. And then our reference verses is Genesis 1, starting at verse 6. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then verse 8, it said, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And then verse 9, and give your shine, I'm going to say. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And then I give God the glory. And then Job 28:5, to make the weight of the wind, and he weighed the waters by measures. He didn't put all the water in one place. He measured out what was needed to stay in the earth realm and what was needed to stay in the heavens. And then Job 26:8 say, he binded up the waters in his thick clouds, and the clouds is not rent under them. You know, water weighs. It has a heavy weight to it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But the clouds in heaven are so fluffy and so light, amen. If it wasn't for God's wisdom and his infinite power, amen, the clouds, amen, would be overtaken by the water that's inside the clouds, and the clouds would literally fall down on earth. But God has fixed it, amen, that the clouds, amen, have, amen, I'm going to literally say it like I hear it, chemicals in the clouds that allow the water to literally remain in that place until it's time for the rain to come and rain down out of that cloud what is needed for the earth realm. And then we go, and thank you, Jesus, into verse 8, and it says, and God called the firmament of the heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Oh, I love God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the interpretation was God named the firmament heavens. That's the name of the firmament. And night came before day. Amen. A lot of people think daylight come before night, but night comes before day. The evening and the morning, day two completed or finished. Then we look at the reference verses, and it's in, you find it, amen, thank you, Jesus, in the 11th verses, and it say, in the beginning, verses 1 through 20, and we start at the verse 1, and say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God called the light day, and darkness he called night. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that had life and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. I give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Psalm 33 and 6, it said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. In the heavens, amen, there are hosts, amen, the angels, the angelic beings, the seraphims, and the cherubims, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And other entities, amen, that are in the heavens support God. Amen. Ezekiel talks about seeing God, amen, in the wheel, in the midst, in the middle of a wheel, and all around a God with eyes. There is nothing that God, amen, don't see. There is nothing that God cannot comprehend, and he don't even have to think about it. It's less than a split second, amen. And then, amen, when he comprehended, there's great understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Because, amen, if he didn't have that, amen, he would see a thing and it would irk him so bad that he would kill us up in a minute. But, amen, he said in Isaiah 11 that he was gonna look, wasn't gonna look after what. Amen. He see, amen, or what he hear, but he's going to literally judge us with righteous judgment. Amen. I can't let him go. I don't know about you today, saints. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Psalms 136:5, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy would forever. Amen. And Jeremiah 10:12 say, he had made the earth by his powers. He had established the world by his wisdom and had stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Saints, I will pick up again next week. Amen. I give God the glory. Remember, there's only one God. Thank you, Jesus. One faith, one hope, and one baptism. Amen. And God is the supreme being, the creator. Amen. He is the father of us all, and he is the only deity. Stop letting Satan be your Lord. He can't do nothing for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Have a great day. I love you much.